Okay, let's start again from the beginning. Amar Shmuel, Nun Zayin, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says a chiddush based on a pasuk that you need hargashim. He learns that from the pasuk that samim is only the rabban. So we said over akasha from the Sidri Kara. What did Shmuel discover? America, the Mishnah Nun Chesamim Bey says like that. The kiva was makel to be toila by samim, and kli only works by the rabbanans. And he turned around and he saw Rosh HaTamidim HaMistakum Zeba Zeh. He saw the students were very surprised. How come he's so mekel? And he told them that it's a pasuk. Ishiki si azava domi azava bivsara dam baloi kesem. A pasuk that kesem is only with the Rabbanah. And that's why you have a right to be toilah. So what did Shmuel rediscover America over here? Shmuel says the same thing. Eksamim are only with the Rabbanah. So the Sidre Tare quoted a major machlekes achreinim, and we're mekel on this. We don't follow the chumrah thing. We hold that there are two distinct dinim over here. Rabbi Akiva's din is one din based on one pasuk, and Shmuel's din is a separate din based on a different pasuk. Rabbi Akiva's din was whenever it's a kesem, that it's a sofik megufa, sofik mealmo. So normally one would have said sofik deraisa lechumrah, and most of the rishonim assume sofik deraisa lechumrah is mederaisa, not like the Rambam that we were discussing when we learned yeridaisa mikufiyut. So we have a few psukim where the pasuk teaches us that sofik deraisa lekulam deraisa. Sofik mamzer is mutam anatar. Sofik rabba b'chutzlor is mutam anatar. Sofik avelus is lahakal menatar. Even if avelus can reach the deraisa. And here Rabbi Akiva has another pasuk. Damba lekesem. Whenever it's a sofik beguf, it's sofik mealmo. So we say sofik deraisa lekula that ksamim ad rabban. Shmuel quotes a different pasuk. He's telling us a different din. Even if the doctors tell us they ascertain b'toras vadois that this dam is vaday min hamokar, Shmuel says a different din that you have to have hargosha. Even if it's vaday min hamokar, it's not a din of sofik deraisa lekula. Shmuel's din. That's Rabbi Akiva's din. That by nido it's a sofik deraisa lekula, and Shmuel says a different din that you have to have hargosha. So the shaila we had was, what if a woman had, so we said there's a din of nida, din of zava. So a zava has to have shivin akim. A nida doesn't need shivin akim, a zava needs shivin akim. So what's the definition of shivin akim? So we said, the two din of nikim and safrala, sfurim, fine. So the din of nikim is there shouldn't be dam ziva in the middle of the shivin akim. If there's any dam ziva, so it's soiser. We had the Gemara says it's only soiser if it's a riyan. It's only soisa, sometimes it's soisa kol shiva, if it's ain't a nokin, sometimes it's only soisa asa yom, if it is noki, but it's just a not sofur. But in order to be soisa yom echod, and in order to be soisa kol shiva, it has to be a riyah. If it's not a riyah, if it's only tumas maga, then it's not soisa. So it has to be a riyah. So the shaila that was raised by the Pischei Tshuva quotes earlier Achrayim, what's a din? A woman is a zava gedoyla, and she needs shiva nikiyim and a Torah. In the middle of shiva nikiyim, there's a kesem. There's, let's say, not a kesem like Rabbi Akiva, sofik megufa, sofik mealma. A kesem, let's say, vaday min amokar, the doctors ascertain it's vaday min amokar, but it's bali hargosha. Is a riyas dam bali hargosha in the middle of shivinikim, is that sosim in HaTorah? Or is that only sosim in the Rabbanim? That was the deal that was raised by the Achrenim. So we had some Rishonim said that it's only sosim in the Rabbanim because of the din of ksamim. Because of the din of ksamim, and ksamim was only introduced according to that chiddush dika mechiddush dika rif, that the sefer Heshkol was medayik from the rif. The rif leaves out all the din of ksamim. Obviously, he thinks that the din of ksamim is only the taris, not levaylo, and meila once and that's why the gemara says the end of the first parak kol levaylo levay bedika. And these Rishonim say you don't need any bedikas at all. You don't need a hefsek tar, you don't need shivinikim, you don't need any bedikas, call a bottle of bai bedika. And they interpreted the Gemara and Samach Rav like that. The Gemara says that a fellow got engaged and that he was going to get married, and the girl had to wait shivinikim because of dam chimud, but it doesn't say a word about any bedikas. What happened to the bedikas? So they say, minority opinion, call a bottle of bai bedika, you don't need any bedikas. That's obviously not the accepted opinion. We assume that there's a whole siman kuf tzadik about ksamim, and the whole simanim about hefsek tara, and a siman about bedikas and shivinikim. We assume not so, but there was such an opinion in the Rishonim. So they say that even if there is dam, if the woman doesn't have a hargosha, the woman feels that she has no hargosha, so that serves as a hefsek tara. In the middle of shivinikim, the woman doesn't have any hargosha, so that is the shivinikim. She has no hargosha, even if there is dam, then the hargosha doesn't count. We don't accept that opinion. That's a shaila where the dam bali hargosha middle of shivinikim is Toyser is on Midirabbanon, because we hold that Ksamim was introduced Midirabbanon even Labaila, not like the Rif. Or maybe it's even Toyser Minatur. So there were three Tzdadim Lahachmer. We don't paskin like this. We paskin in Yeriday that Ria B'li Hagosh Midlo Shavidikim is only Toyser Midirabbanon. We don't hold that it's Toyser Minatur. But there were three major Svaris that were advanced. That we're going to have to knock down, we're going to shoot down all three of the svaras. There were three svaras that were advanced to say that it should be Seisim and Atur.
What's the
Nafkamina?
We pass in the Rabbanon. What's the difference?
Whether it can be Toilah. If it's only mid the Rabbanon, then there's room to, let's say, a woman knows that she's going to have Dam in the middle of Shevinikim. She never, a woman has a condition, she can never become a Teres Labayla. She's always going to have Riyah, always going to have Dam in the middle of Shevinikim. That's what all the Achranim write Shuvas about that. Isha Sheini Chorli Litoi Labayla. So tell a woman that she should wear big tzitzit. If the whole din of ksamim is so is only with the rabbanim chumras ksamim, so there's no din of ksamim on big tzitzit. But if it's a din min haTorah, so the big tzitzit doesn't solve your problem. It's not gonna solve your problem. So we are mekel. The meaning of the Meir HaRoah is lahakel on this. What were the three tzadim lahachma? So in the course of the last few days, we already discussed all the three, but we have to crystallize it. So the first was the Chavis Das, the Ksais and the Nesivis were contemporaries, and the Ksais HaChoshim was written way before the Nesivis. The Nesivis keeps on commenting on the Ksais, but the Chavis Das was written before the Nesivis was. So the Avne Miluim is written by the Ksais, so the Avne Miluim in the end has a tshuva where he attacks the Chavis Das. So obviously the Chavis Das was written earlier, before the Nesivis was. So the Chavis Das writes in Hilchas Nida, we said the Nodi Behuda came up with this chiddush that Makom Mekametami is relevant halacha lemaisa. We got to know the dinim because it's negiah to the Sfek Sfek and the Ramah has to be Shnei Shemus, and it's negiah to the whole institution of Ksamim. That's his name, Rav Nechemya, the Tana Rav Nechemya, Dovshin and Kabbal Domain and Kabbal Ksamim. So the Chavis Das came up with a similar chiddush. That Makom Mekametami is relevant to explain to us why Ariya B'li Hagosha is Soysa in the middle of Shevinikim. Why? Because Makom Mekametami. So we said the way we understood Makom Mekametami, the way anybody's going to understand it, it doesn't really make any sense. That was the taina that the tshuva in Avne Miluim. He says it doesn't make any sense. Makom Mekametami is a Tumas Mago. It's not a Tumas Ria. When the Dam comes out from the makar and it touches the woman's body on the outside, then it's matami the isha b'maga. So Ria B'li Hargosha is relevant l'halacha. It'll be matami the woman b'maga, but how can that be soiser? The Gemara says in order to have stira, where the stira is yamecha, the stira is called shiva, you have to have a Ria. So that's why they ripped apart this makam makamitame. It's good to know the didim and it's relevant, but the Nadi Yehuda said it's relevant in the two cases, but to apply it over here, the pashtas doesn't make any sense. Just parenthetically speaking about Makom Mekametami, we spoke a lot about it. We were just covering Gemara the other day here, Laman Zayin Amid Aleph. Many of you saw the Gemara. Laman Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara talks about the Dinim in Chumash about Azav. There's Azav Bal Riachas, there's a Balkari, and there's Azav. A Balkari is a man who has Tashmish, is a Balkari. And Azav is a medical condition. He has to go see a doctor. Aziv is a sickness. And it's a different consistency, a different color white. It's a different thing that comes out, not the same thing as Keri. So there are three different dinim. There's Azav Bal Riyah Achas, and Azav Bal Shtei Riyas, and Azav Bal Sholosh Riyas. Azav Bal Riyah Achas only has the din like a Bal Keri. Azav Bal Shtei Riyas, Nitshi V'Nikim, he has the full din of Tumas Zav, but when he will become Torah at the end, he will not be obligated to bring a korban. And Azav Bal Sholosh Riyas not only has the requirement for Shivinikim, he even has to bring a korban at the end. Rashi in his commentary on Chumash quotes it from the Gemara. Mishnah is like that. How do you determine that a person is a Zav? So there's a Mishnah Masech Zavim. There's a Masech that's called Masech Zavim. And then there's a Mishnah that's quoted in the beginning of Kiddushin, the first daf of Masech Kiddushin. The Mishnah says, "B'shiva drachim bodkem es hazav." The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin wants to discuss when is it called drachim is loshen zachar loshen nekeva. Lisha Niknes, how to say b'shalosh drachim? It doesn't say b'shloshen, it says b'shalosh drachim. And there it says, Shiva drachim botkimis hazav. So the Gemara says that derech of both loshen zacha and loshen akeva. Rashi and Chumash says, no, that the word derech is loshen zacha, loshen akeva. And in the Mishnah, sometimes it will appear b'loshen zacha, sometimes it will appear b'loshen akeva. And there's a reason why the Tana sometimes will write it b'loshen zacha and sometimes b'loshen akeva. Fine. So the Mishnah, the first daf in Kiddushin, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Zavah, that if a person has a riyas ziva, so we should, let's say he has two riyas ziva, a zava has to be in order to become a zava gbeli, you have to have three riyas on three consecutive days. In order to become a zav bal shtei riyas or a zav bal shalosh riyas, they don't have to be on different days. All the three riyas can be on the same day. It can be one long riyam in mushechas. And the Mishnah will tell us how long it has to be that it should count, that it should be early for two and for three riyas. So the Mishnah says, what if a person has a long riyah ziva for a whole hour, and it should count for three riyah zivas, but he just read a magazine or he just saw a movie that's Ma'ira Taiva, and we can attribute, or he ate some kind of food, or he did some kind of exercise, or all kinds of different things. So the Mishnah says, B'shiva drachem botkimis hazav, you check out seven different issues in advance in order to establish that he really has this sickness of ziva. Otherwise, even though it seems to be ziva coming out from his body, it has the consistency of ziva, not the consistency of keri, we won't give him a tumas zav, we'll just declare that he's a tumas bal keri. So the question is, what if a person already is a zav? He had three riyas, and we checked him out, b'shiva drachem botkimis hazav, and we established he really has this sickness, he really has a medical condition, and then later on he eats some kind of food that could cause either keri or ziva, or he saw such a movie that he shouldn't have seen, and which may cause keri or ziva. So if he would have had a riya ziva after watching that movie, or after having eaten that food, or after having had that exercise, that would not give him the status of a zav, but he already is a zav. He's in the middle of Shiva Nikim now. And now he has a riyas ziva which wouldn't have been able to make him into a zav. So would that be soiser or not? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. That's a riya, but it wouldn't be gorim batum in the first place. So do you say dafke dava hagorim soiser, dava sheni gorim any soiser or not? So the Gemara says, well, what about the din of makom mekayim tamei? Like we said by Anisha, let's say if you have dam in a makor that didn't come out derech riyah, it came out lachamisa, or it came out machmas makor, so it's not a riyah. Or it, let's say the woman has a baby and they took the baby out derech hadoifen. They cut her open over here and they took out the baby, and the dam didn't come out at all derech harechem, it came out derech hadoifen. But we know that it's dam and amakar. We know that it's from the lining, from the chelik asvogi on the lining. So the Gemara said that's the machlokes satanai, whether makom mekayim tamei or not. Would the dam constitute an avatuma even though it didn't come out derech riyah or not? So we paskin makom mekayim tamei. So there would be such a parallel discussion the Gemara has on Lamed Zayin and Aleph. The tipas zivo is metamei b'mago u'b'masa. The tipas carry is only metamei b'mago. It's not metamei b'masa. We had the Gemara the other day. So what about if the fellow is a zav? He had two riyas or three riyas, and we were baidikas hazav, b'shiva drach matkimas hazav. We checked the whole list of seven things, and we established he really has a condition. It's not because of anything they ate or because of anything that he saw, because of some exercise. He really has this medical problem and he's a zav. But now he has a tipa ziva comes out, which can be attributed to other things. So would you say that that's metame b'masa or no? We should be boidik lizav, we should declare that it's machmas davar acher, and this is only treated like a tipas keri. It's only metame b'maka, not metame b'masa. So the Gemara says, it doesn't matter. Once the fellow is a zav already, and the tipa that comes out is a tipa zivo, it's not a tipa skeri, it's a different consistency, a different color. In order for that to be an av hatuma, you don't need that it should be a riya. To make him into a zav, you have to have riya zivo. To be called a riya zivo, it has to be b'shiva drachem botkim es hazav. So if he fails the test or passes the test, whatever way you call it, so that he's not going to become a zav. But the thing is, a tipa ziva, so the Gemara says, the tipa ziva will be metambi b'masa, even though it's not a riyah. That's similar to the din of makam mekame tami, that we said it's possible to declare that the dam is an avatuma, the heft of the dam constitutes an avatuma, despite the fact that it didn't come out derech riyah. It wasn't the riyah. It was lachamisa, it came out machmas makam. So there's such a similar din over there also by the zav. Fine. So getting back again, we said there were three different svaris that Achrayim advanced to argue the point out and to say a psak that we have not accepted, to argue the point and say that a riyah toch shiv and akim, even though it comes b'li hargosha, will be soisem and atur. So the first argument was the Chabaz Das. He thinks that makam mekametome, that ruins everything. So we don't accept that Chabaz Das. Abne Miluim in the Tshuvas, Simachav Gimel, this is all quoted by the Pesach Tshuva, and Kuf Tzadik Vav. He quotes the Shalas Tshuvas, Chasam Sefer, who quotes the Abne Miluim in the Tshuva Chav Gimel, who is disagreeing with the Chabaz Das. So the Abne Miluim disagrees with Chabaz Das, said, what Mayan Shmita Eitzel HaSinah? What is he hacking in over here? Makam Mekame Tomei is not a Riyah, it's a Tumas Maga. Why should it cause that it should be Soysa? So there's still room to argue the point. There's still room to say that the Riyah B'li HaGoshi should be Soysa Ben HaTorah. How is that? So we said, we had the Gemaris that a Riyah, if the thing is a Riyah, even if it's not Metame, a Riyah in the middle of Shivin and Kim, one could argue the point and say that the day is an Ein Anoki. The question is, when Shmuel developed his din from the Pasuk on Nun Zayin on the base, Shmuel says, without Hargosha the woman is Tehoira, does that mean that Hargosha is part of the definition of a Riyah? A Riyah B'li Hargosha is not called a Riyah? You say, no, a Riyah B'li Hargosha is also a Riyah. The Dam comes up Min Amoka, that's a Riyah. The Halacha says the Isha doesn't become Tmeya. It's a din in the Chaloi Satuma. It's not a din in the Riyah. So if one will argue the point and say that it's only a din in the Chaloi Satuma, it's not really a din in the Riyah. A Riyah, it's called even B'li Hargosha. So then this could lead you to the conclusion that Riyah B'li Hargosha in the middle of Shemin and Kim should be Sarsam and Atur. More Mistaber is to say not so. More Mistaber is to say that Shmuel is saying that's the definition of a Riyah. Riyah B'li Hargosha is not called a Riyah, not just it's a din in the Chaloi Satuma. So even if you should say like that Riyah B'li Hargosha is not called a Riyah, there's still a third side to argue the point and say that a Riyah B'li Hargosha in the middle of Shemin and Kim should still be Sarsam and Atur. Why is that? So that's what we explained. We had two Rashis, which were disputed by the Rishonim. The one Rashi was on, both Rashis said the same thing, on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and the other Rashi was on Nun Beis Amud Beis. So Rashi says on the both Gemaras, a woman has two Riyas and one Kesed. So Rashi says, she becomes a Zava Min HaTorah. So all the Rishonim ask, what in the world is he talking about? The Kesem is only Midi Rabbonim, there was no Hargosha. How can you say that's the Rashi on Nun Beis on the base? She's Mediya Korban Vein Anechal. Mediya Korban Vein Anechal. Why is it maybe Korban Vein Anechal? What does that mean? Why do you bring a Korban Vein Anechal? She brings the Chat Tosoif. Whenever there's a Sufik whether someone's Chayv a Korban, so you should say Sveika Deraisa Lechumer. So why not bring the carbon? So that's fine if the Suffolk Chi of carbon is an oila or a shlamin. So if you're not Mechuyiv the oila shlamin, so it's Bob ben Edom and Adob, so you'll volunteer an oila shlamin. So what's the problem? But what if it's Achatos, and Achatos is not Bob ben Edom and Adob? So if you have a Suffolk, if you're Mechuyiv Achatos Anad, so Suffolk the Raisa Luchumra leads you to believe you have to bring the Achatos, Mi Suffolk Luchumra. Or you say, no, Safik may be Chulam Bazara. You can't bring a Chatas Ben Edom and Adob. So if you're not Mechuyib, it's an Aveira. You bring a Chulam Bazara. So the din usually is that whenever there's a Safik Chatas, you don't bring the Chatas. Whenever there's a Safik, if you're Mechuyib a Chatas, you don't. Sometimes there's a Parsha of Ashim Tolui. Okay? If a person, we spoke about Ashim Tolui, if a person is Mesupik, if he ate Chelev Anat, Beshoigig, a person is Mesupik, if he was Mechal Shabbos Anat, so if he would have known the Vados that he did the Aver, he would have been Chayv HaChatos. So if he's Mesupik, and it's Chatich Achas, Mishtei Chatichas, it's Anik Vayisura, so then the din is that he's Chayv to bring an Hashem Tolim. Yeah, but we're talking about a case, not a Chatos, we're talking about a Yoledes. Yoledes brings a Zava brings a Chatos. So it's not... it's not a... You don't bring an Hashem Talui. if a person knows bevadai that he's chayv to bring a chatos, if he's mesupik to bring an ashem tala, that's if the chatos is a chatos that's bo'al achet, that the person violated an avera b'shegig. Who brings a chatos? Kol shezdan akaris shegigos a chatos. If a person would have violated an avera b'mezin, it would have been chayv kares. So if he violates the avera b'shegig, then it's chayv a chatos. So that kind of a chatos, that's called a chatos chelev. It's lav davke chelev. The lamed vav krisis hamuras batara. Chelev is one of the 36 krisis hamuras batara. But we call it a chatos chelev because chelev is a typical avera from which you chayv kares. So if it's a chatos chelev, that if he would have eaten chelev b'mezin, he would have been chayv kares. If he eats a chelev b'shegig, he's chayv chatos. If he's mesupik, if he ate a chelev, and it's a nikve yisur, it's chatich achas mishtei chatichas, then he brings an ashem tovah. If a woman has a suffix, if she was a zava, if a woman is a vadai zava, so when she becomes tarish, she has to bring a chatas and an oila. If the woman is mesupik, she's going to bring an ashem tovah. No, an ashem tovah is only to be mechaper temporarily for an avera she aged bakar. She didn't do an avera, she became a zava, a yoledis. A yoledis has to bring also a chatas at the end. So if the woman has a suffix, if she was yoledis or not, if there's a suffix, they're going to say she's chayim ashem tovah. Of course not. Ashem Tal is only if there's a suffix, if there was a chiv chatas chelev. This is not a chatas chelev. This is a chatas yoledes or a chatas of a zava. So whenever you have a suffix, so you should really say suffix and a chatas is not bob and edra and a dover. So you can't bring it. You can't bring a chatas because it's a suffix chul and bazar, because it's not bob and edra and a dover. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that. You're going to have a problem. The Rambam explains what the problem is. You're going to have a problem. A yoledes or a zovo, the chatas that they have to bring, is not stam. A guy who's machal Shabbos b'shegig has to bring a chatas. No. The yoledes are the mitzora atmeim, or the zovo. They're atmeim until they go to the mikveh, and then they have to bring a chatas, and that's called mechusi kapor. The abo mechusi kapor hein. Zav, Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzora. These four people are Temeim even after they went to the mikveh until they bring the chatas. So if the woman has a suffix, whether she was Yoledes or the woman has a suffix and she's a Zava, so you're going to say she's not allowed to bring the chatas, so she's for the rest of her life, she can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. She can't bring the chatas, and maybe she's a Mechusi Kapar. So she can never eat carbon pencil for the rest of her life. She can never. Her husband is going to be Oyla Regal to Yerushalayim, maybe Shalosh Regal. And the husband usually brings a carbon shlamim and they share it with the whole family. The wife will never be able to eat the shlamim for the rest of her life. You'll never be able to eat carbon pencil for the rest of her life. So she's going to be stuck. So the Rambam explains. The Gemara has a pasuk, it's a nazir. The Gemara learns that from a drasha, from a pasuk, that to such an institution as Chata Soif Abu Ala Sofi. A chatas behema is never bo'al asafik. But you can sometimes bring, if it's a chatos, which is mechusri kapara chatos, that's in order to complete the tahara process, and if you're going to say a safik chatos, you don't bring, so she's up the creek. So she's tmeya for the, she's safik tmeya for the rest of her life. You have to make a tikkun for the person, a man for the man or for the woman. So there's an institution, sometimes mechatas saif al bo'al asafik. So that's what Rashi reads in the Gemara. If the woman had two riyas, and then the third day she had a kesem. So Rashi reads on nun beis on the beis, you have to have three riyas and three consecutive days to become a zava gedolah. And then she'll become tahara, then she has to go to mikveh. She doesn't need maim chaim, we discussed. She really doesn't need maim chaim, and she has to bring a carbon at the end. That's when she's a vadai zava. What if she had two riyas, 2 days in a row, and the third day she had a kesem? A kesem is sofik begufa sofik me'alma, so it's a sofik. So Rashi says, Mevi'a chatos veina nechelis. Mevi'a carbon veina nechel. Why? Why is Mevi'a carbon veina nechel? Once you learn up in the pasuk that there's such a thing as chatos oif habola sofik, so the pasuk says you can bring it. So why is it veina nechel? An oil is veina nechel, an oil is kula kolo. A chatos is nechel. The zichri kula eat the chatos in the azara. So why is a chatos oif habola sofik veina nechel? So the Gemara explains why. Because chatas ha'oif yidu malika. And malika by chulin is an avela. Because you're shechting b'mechubah. You're shechting the bird. You're shechting the Torah ben b'nayana with your fingernail. So that's mechubah l'gufa adam. And the Mishnah says, let's say I'll take a knife to shech the chatas ha'oif or the oil ha'oif. So that's no good. So the Mishnah says in chulin, hakasha b'chulin is pasa b'kachim, and kasha b'kachim is pasa b'chulin. Chulin has to be dafted with a knife that's tolish. If I'll shech the behemoth, if I'll shech the chicken of chulin with my fingernail, that'll be an avela. It's mechuber. And shchitas kachim malika. Malika's kachim has to be dafke with the fingernail of the kohen. Has to be dafke b'mechuba. And if I'll do malika with a knife, the malika will be possible. So whenever you have a chata sa'oif, it's nechel to the zichre kohuna. Because malikas is, how can the kohanim eat it? Aitz and avela. So the answer is not malikas is zoi shchitasa. It's understood that this is the correct form of shchita. So the Gemara explains by Medvar Mamurim, that's if you know Bevadai that is Chai Vachatas. If the person is Mechoy Vachatas Misafek, and you have a pasuk that says you can bring a Chatas Saif Abol a Safek, fine, you can bring it, but it's still going to be a Safek whether you did right or not. So you can't, the Kohanim can't eat it because it's a Safek Nevela. If I would have known Bevadai that it was a Chatas Saif, so Malikos is Uish Chitasa, so there's no Isa Nevela. But since it's a Safek where the person is Mechoy Vachatas, he's only bringing the pasuk tells you he brings chata saif abola sofik b'toras sofik, not b'toras vaday. So since it's b'toras sofik, so it's a sofik nevela. So that's where Rashi reads in the Gemara, anun base on the base. Rashi reads if the woman has three days in a row, she's a zava gedayla. But then when she gets better, she has to bring the korbanos of a zava, and the chatas will be nechelas. But if she's a two days in a row she had rias, and the third day she has a kesem, so then Rashi says in the din will be mabia chatas ve'ena nechal, because it's going to be a chatas saif, it's not going to be a chatas behema. So the chatas saif abola safik is always ena nechal because of the safik nevela, because melikas is always chitas is only if you know for sure that it's a chatas saif. If it's a safik, then it's a safik is a nevela.
If you assume, like the chat we said in Rashi, that all the dam is considered one continuous riyah?
Right, so we didn't finish it yet. So the Rishonim all ask on Rashi, what are you talking about? But if the third day was a kesem, so it's, how can it ever lead up to a chatas? It's not a suffix deris. For sure it's not. So the Ramban, he showed me the Ramban, gives the answer that we said. The Rashi holds, a riyah b'li hargosha is not called a riyah, but it doesn't have to be a hargosha each and every day. A zava is if you have riyas 3 days in a row. It's not 3 days in a row. It's one long riyah, not three riyas. It's one long riyah that lasts for 3 days. So as long as you have a hargosha in the beginning, the middle, and the end, so the whole riyah of all 3 days is considered riyah b'hargosha. So the woman had 2 days in a row riyah b'hargosha. The third day she finds a kesem. So on the tzad that the third day may be migufa, so that's considered a riyah with hargosha. Why is it a riyah with hargosha? The hargosha that she had the first day and the second day is mitzuref to the riyah that was on the third day. So that's considered a riyah b'hargosha. It's considered one long riyah that lasted for 3 days, and as long as there was hargosha on the first day, the second day, so even the continuation of the riyah on the third day is also considered a riyah b'hargosha.
Just as retroactive?
You can have retroactive also.
But whenever she's a kesem, it might turn out to, whenever she has a riyah, even though she has no hargosha then it's true that it might be.
Okay, that's a good point. Rashi says even retroactive. On the next daf, Rashi says retroactive too. If the first day was kesem and the next 2 days are going to be riyah. So Rashi says that'll also be mitzvah. 3 days in a row.
You've got a lot of problems that way.
Okay. You got it. It's a very strong question. Okay.
If that's the Pshan Rashi, then why isn't it Nefel? Then it should be Vadim.
No, because it's a Safik Megufa, Safik Me'almo. It's only a Kesem, so since it's Safik Megufa, Safik Me'almo, so we're not sure.
But if you assume that it's one long Riyah, because you had a Hargosha.
If it came in Amokar, if it didn't come in Amokar, so by definition, it can't be a Riyah. So that's a Kesem. She finds a Kesem, Safik Megufa, Safik Me'almo. So we usually assume that there are two psukim and there are two dinim like the Sidri Tarah. That's how we have Paschal Halacha. Rabbi Kiva, Anun Chesam, and Beis, and the Mishnah said a din, whatever, it's Sofik Meguva, Sofik Me'alma, the Sveka, the Raisa, Lekula, forget it. And Shmuel said a second din from a different pasuk, even though if it's Vadai Megufa, but if it's Bali Hargosha, it doesn't count. Rashi apparently doesn't hold like this Sidri Tarah, that they're two different dinim. Rashi says Sofik Meguva, Sofik Me'alma is a Sofik. Rabbi Kiva didn't say, you don't have two different dinim. There's only one din. Why did Shmuel rediscover what Rabbi Kiva said, and he has quotes another pasuk as a murderous kasha? But Rashi holds the only din is that riyah b'li hargosha doesn't count, and if you can declare al pi din that this riyah was b'hargosha, so then it'll be considered a riyah b'hargosha, and it's a suffik meguf and suffik me'alma, so it'll be mevi'a karban ve'ena nechal. He doesn't hold that there's a din whenever it's a suffik deraisa l'kuvah. He doesn't accept that. We don't accept the Rashi. That's why we don't accept this Rashi. But the Rashi is not completely off the walls. How's Rashi going to deal with the kasha? What do you need? What do you need? Two psukim, and what did Shmuel rediscover? Rabbi Akiva's din. That's a murderous kasha. But Rashi holds that it's whenever it's a suffix deraisa. There's no, if there's no hargosha, so it's only going to be the rabbana. But if you have 3 days in a row, and 2 days there was hargosha, so that even though the third day there was no hargosha, the hargosha on the one day is mitzdarif to the other 2 days, because it's not three different riyas. It's one long riya that lasts for 3 days.
So going to Ramban, but you just need one hargosha for Rashi? If you have one hargosha, because the whole point is that it's just one
riya. One riya that lasts for 3 days.
So
yeah.
Going to Rashi, even one hargosha would be okay.
Yeah, I think that would be correct, yeah. Where do we see who says beferish like that? That the Zavah Gedoyla has three riyas and three consecutive days, and Yud Alef Yom Shebei Nida Lanida is considered one long riyah. Who says like that, that it's not three riyas? So that's a rivet on Torah's Kohanim. It's the last rivet on the Torah's Kohanim on Parshas Mitzorah. Rav Shlomo LaVilna was a dayan in Vilna in the late 1800s when they were printing the Vilna Shas. So he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas, and he has a Shabbos Tshuva Svar. So he has a sefer on Arachaim that's called the Binyan Shlomo. His name is Shlomo, and has a sefer on Yeruday that's called Atzei Beroshim. So in Simen Lamites and Atzei Beroshim, he sent a letter to one of the Rabbonim whom I never heard of, from a city I never heard of. I guess it's all little villages in Lipta. So the other rabbi had sent him this quotation. He didn't have a Pirush Arayvet on the Torah's Kohanim. The other rabbi sent him a Pirush from the Arayvet, and he writes a whole Shtikl Torah commenting on the Arayvet. So I couldn't believe it. I looked it up. The Arayvet really exists. It says exactly what the rabbi quoted him as saying. He says, the Minchas Chinuch, he explains what's going on. The Minchas Chinuch raises a question. There is a Din HaChumish that a Boyal Nida becomes Tomei Shivas Yomim. If a woman is a Nida, so she's not allowed to have tashmish, it's an isur koras. What if someone is boiled in either? B'shegig b'meiz, it doesn't make a difference. But the pasuk says, usahini dasa olav. Usahini dasa olav. What does that mean, usahini dasa olav? Let's say the woman is a nida, and her time to go to the mikveh is matzoi Shabbos of this week. So usahini dasa olav means that he only has to wait, he becomes tummy just like her. He can go to mikveh matzoi Shabbos, so they say no. The Nida is Tameya for 7 days, and all 7 days is the same level of Tumah. It doesn't go down every day a little lower, 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 lower. It's the same level of Tumah all 7 days. So if the man is boiled Nida on the sixth day, the fifth day, he doesn't only have to wait another 2-3 days. He's Tumah for the next 7 days. So that's what the Torah's Kohanim says like that. The Gemara quotes the Brice. Yochel Yala Leraglam. One might mistakenly think, Usahini dasala, whatever she's up to, that's what happens to him. And he can go, he's boiled nida today, he can go to the mikveh matzoi Shabbos. So the Torah kind of learns out from the pasuk, no. He has to wait 7 days to become Torah. So the question is, what's the din of someone who's boiled zavaktana? Zavaktana only needs yom keneged yom. So do you say the boiled zavaktana is only tummy for 1 day? But he say no, that's like Yochel Yala Leragla. Whoever is Boel Nida, Boel Zava Ktana, is Tommy for 7 days. So this is a suffix the Minchas Chinuch raises. What's the din of a Boel Zava Ktana? So the Minchas Chinuch is Noita.
How can he be worse than her?
You see that he's worse than her if he's Boel Nida on the fifth day.
He's not worse, he just did the same thing that she did.
Okay. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch raises the question. And he thinks Lahachmer. The Minchas Chinuch is Noita Lahachmer. That whenever anyone is boiled Zavak Dala, Zavak Tana, Nida, it's all the same thing as Tommy for 7 days. So this rabbi from this village I never heard of, I don't know how to pronounce the name of the village either. Trestina, I don't know. So the rabbi quoted the last paragraph in the Ravid in his commentary on the Torah's Kohanim, the last paragraph in Parshas Mitzrayim, the last five lines. The Ravid assumes that a person is boiled zavaktan is only tummy for 1 day, but a hitch. If the woman became a zavaktana on Sunday, and he was boiled zavaktana on Sunday night, and then she continues to have a riyah on Monday and on Tuesday, so she becomes a zavakdaila lemafreya as of Sunday, and he becomes tummy shiva. When he was boiled a zavaktana, she was only a zavaktana, so he says he's only tummy 1 day. But later on, she continues to have a riyah Monday and on Tuesday. So it's one long riyah. It's one long riyah, and it's metame from day number one. I would have said metame from day number three. It says no. The riyah began on Sunday, and it was one long riyah. That's a shear in how long the riyah is. If the riyah is less for 3 days, so that long riyah is metame from the very beginning, from the outset. So it's a gloy milsal amafreya retroactively that the man who was boil her on Sunday night became tame for 7 days. So this is a fantastic. It's a chiddush agabi chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush. That's what he discusses. Does it make sense? Does that make sense? But you see from the Ravid Beferish that the Ravid is of the opinion that the three riyas, 3 days in a row, that make the woman into a zavak daila, it's not that they're three different riyas. It's one long riyah memushachas for 3 days. So then the Rashi makes, if Rashi holds like that Ravid, it makes good sense. If you have a hargosha, you have a riyah on the first day and the second day, and the third day there was beli hargosha. So Rashi says it's a sofik megufa sofik me'alma, so it's going to be a mevia karben veina necha. It's only a sofik. Aye, what if it would have been a vadai megufa? Then it would have been a mevia karben menecha, but there was no hargosha. So the hargosha angle, that's not a problem. There was hargosha the first 2 days, and it's one long riyah. So you don't need a hargosha every step of the way. As long as the hargosha part of the time, it's also good. It's also good. And that's the answer to the other Rashi also. That Rashi on Nun Beis Amud Beis, where he says Mevia Karben Veina Necha, so we don't have a Tosfos jumping on the Rashi. We have the Ramban and the Ran. They all argue with the Rashi. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. And then the Ramban says, we know what Rashi is driving at, but it still doesn't make any sense. Because it's Rabbi Akiva's din, Dam Balai Kesem, whenever there's a Suffolk, so Suffolk Deraisa Lekula over here. So you can't consider it as a Suffolk. Whenever it's a Suffolk, you knock it out. The other Rashi on Nun Gimel on the base, there we do have a Tosfos. Tosfos argues with Rashi. There, the Braisa quotes a Machlokes Rebbe Rab Shimon ben Alosa, Machlokes Hatanoim. The Pashta says they're fighting about it in the Rabbanah. The Rashi learns, no, there's a Machlokes on the level of the Raisa. There it's the reverse. The woman had a Kesem on the first day, and then she has a Riyah following the Kesem. So do we relate the kesem to the riyah, and we say that this kesem was metameh har min haTorah or not? So Rashi has a shadow like this: the woman is not zava. We're talking nida. A nida doesn't need shivanikim. If a nida has a riyah dam on Sunday, so it doesn't matter. She can have dam till Shabbos afternoon, as long as the dam ends on Shabbos afternoon. A nida needs a hefsiktara. What does nida need a hefsiktara for? She has to know that the dam didn't continue after the 7 days. If the dam continues after the 7 days, she just became a zavak tana.
When Rashi says she brings a chadas v'ir necha, what would be the issue of eating it?
Nevela.
Oh,
eating nevela, because it's done. Malika is done with the fingernail, and the Mishnah says in Chulin that akasha b'chulin pasah b'kachim, and akasha b'kachim is pasah b'chulin. You can't shech kachim with a knife. It has to be dafke malika by ofos. It has to be dafke malika be'etzba. And you can't do shechita schulin be'etzba. So if you did malika on a chata sa'oif, all the sa'oif is ain't a nechal. The whole thing is burning. Chata sa'oif is nechal. So if you do malika on a chata sa'oif kedinoi, then the Gemara says malikos is zoi shechitasa, so there's no is in the veil. But if we're not sure whether we're supposed to bring a chata sa'oif, so even the pasuk tells us you bring ala safik, but you can't eat an ala safik. It's going to be a safik nevela. Whenever you have a chata saif, habo ala safik, so the din is that it's a mevi veina nechal. So again, on nun gimel on base, there's a machlekes satanayim in the brayse. So 10 lines from the top. Tan rabbanan rasa kesem, achakach rasa dam. She has a kesem first. The other gemara was she had two riyas Sunday and Monday, then she has a kesem on Tuesday, on the third day. Here it's Vakel, she had a kesem on the first day, and then she has a riyas dam on the next day. So Rashi states, if she's not bimei zibo, she's bimei nido. So a nido doesn't have to have shemitah. A nido goes to mikveh after the 7 days are up. When do you start counting the 7 days? From the first day that she had a riyah. So let's say the woman starts a riyah Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, till Shabbos afternoon. As long as the riyah ends on Shabbos afternoon, she goes to the mikveh matzoi Shabbos. You need a hefsek tara for a nida to make sure that she didn't become a zavak tana. If the riyah continues into the night, after the seventh day is all up, so she just became a zavak tana. So what does it help that she's going to go to mikveh the mikvah is going to remove the tumas nida, but she's going to be a tamei zavaktan anyway. So nida needs a hepsik tara to make sure that she didn't become a zavaktana. So what's the din if a woman has a kesem on Sunday and then she has a riyaz dam on Monday? So can she go to mikvah matzoi Shabbos? She had a real riyaz dam. The kesem is only a make-believe din midirabbanan. The riyah on Monday is the real riyah. So she has a riyah on Monday that, on the level of the rain. So that's the first day that she became a nida. So she can't go to mikvah before Sunday night. So Rashi says, according to one Tana, no. Yetoyla kisma b'riyasa. There's a machlekes, Rebbe, Reb Shimon ben Eloza, machlekes hatanaim, and the braisa. How are yetoyla kisma b'riyasa? When do you say that the kesem that preceded the riyah has a din of a riyah, even though there was no hargosha? The hargosha from the riyah that followed is mitzarev to the kesem that preceded, retroactively. So one Tana is of the opinion, tochmei sleis. Rebbe says, if the riyah is within 24 hours following the kesem, then we declare the kesem also had a hargosha. It's considered one long riyah, the kesem had a hargosha. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, not only if it's on the same calendaric day. If the kesem was followed with the riyah on the same day before the shkiyah, then the kesem is considered a riyah with hargosha. But if the kesem was on one day and the riyah is on another day, even though it's tov meis leis, it's not mitzar. So Tosfos says, what in the world is Rashi talking about? What do you mean? The woman goes to mikvah matzoi Shabbos? But she had a riyah on Monday. The riyah was a nida deraisa, so she can't begin to go to mikvah until Sunday night. How can Rashi say such a wild idea? So obviously the Rashi over here is saying the same as on the previous daf. And the previous daf is like he pointed out. In the previous daf, the riyah preceded the kesem. Here the kesem preceded the riyah. But Rashi learns that's what the Tana Rebbe is of the opinion, that if it's within 24 hours, it's mitztaref to be considered one long riyah. So the hargosha that came on the second day is mitztaref to the kesem that's on the first day.
So according to Rashi, how could he be boiled her after she has a kesem? Might be.
That was his kasha. The professor has that kasha. That's a murderous kasha. I don't know. He says, how can you, on the level of the rice, how can you say a kesem, you ignore it? What's going to be if tomorrow there's going to be a riyah? It'll turn out l'mafreya. I don't know. That's a murderous kasha. I don't know. We don't accept Rashi's sheet. But you see that's what Rashi holds. How can Rashi say she has the right to go to mikveh? On the previous daf, he says, mivia korban bein anachal, it's a suffix. On this daf, he says, lahokel, the woman goes to mikveh mitzoy Shabbos. How can she go to mikveh mitzoy Shabbos? But it was only a kesem it started off with. So you have to say that you're talking about two different ksamim. The kesem on nun beis on the beis is a suffik ben kufa suffik me'alma. So that's medea korban vein anechal. The kesem on nun gimel and beis must be a vadai min amokar, but it's beli hargosha. If it's a suffik ben kufa suffik me'alma, how can he allow it to go to mikvah a day earlier? That's impossible. So you have to. That's what Tosis pours out their anger on Rashi. It's ridiculous. See, after Farenfer, the Rashi say the Mitzvah, so here is different. It's a kesem b'li hargosha, but it's vada min amoka. The doctors ascertain it's vada min amoka, but it's still b'li hargosha. And still Rashi is saying a chiddush, that the hargosha from tomorrow relates to the riyah from yesterday. So according to Rashi, the machlekes Rebbe Reb Shimon Elazar is not only a machlekes on the level of the Rabbanon. The Gemara has that they're arguing about a din de Rabbanon, that tumala. Afrei, a din de chumris min de Rabbanon. According to Rashi, it's a machlekes on the level of the Raisa. So, in Voz Bashtet, the machlekes, what are they fighting about? Rebbe says the sheer tziruf between the kesem from earlier and the riyah from later, the riyah b'hargosha from later, is ne'es le'es. They both say the sheer tziruf is one day, but they argue what's the definition of one day. So Rebbe says ne'es le'es, if it's within 24 hours, the riyah b'hargosha on Monday is mitztaref with the kesem on Sunday, and the kesem is considered behargosha. And Shimon Elazar says, no, the tziruf has to be yomo, a calendaric day. It has to be before the shkia. If the kesem was before the shkia, and the riyah behargosha was after the shkia, then they're not mitztarfim. So according to Rashi, that's a machlekes on the level of the raisa. What is the shiur tziruf for riyas, that it should be considered one riyah? Is it if the both riyas are on the same day? Then I relate the argosha from later to the kesem from before, or is it biyom echad means meyes leyes? You have such a similar, shaila. You have such a similar machlekes hatanoim that Mishnah says b'shivat, and the Mishnah in Zavim says b'shivat drachim bodkim es azav. You want to ascertain that the guy really has a medical condition. He's really a zav. If he doesn't have a medical condition, it was brought about the Riyaziva was brought about because of something that he saw, or something that he ate, or something that he read, or some exercise or something, then he doesn't have the status of a Zav, he only has the status of a Balkari. So the Mishnah has another din. Let's say the person, the man, was just with his wife, he was a Balkari. He just was a Balkari. And a couple of hours after having become a Balkari, he has a Riyaziva. So the Mishnah says that he doesn't become Tomei Tuma Ziva. If the Ziva was within one day after the Keri. And the Mishnah records the Machlekes Satanoim and Mishnah Zavim, what's the definition of one day? One day means within 24 hours, or one day means on the same calendaric day. So there's the Rasha, Mishnayis, and Zavim. This is all in the Marmikomis that I distributed the first day. What is this? Yeah, Mishnah and Zavim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So the Rash there in Zavim quotes a Gemara in the end of Nazir, almost the very end of Nazir. And basically two different girsas in the Gemara Nazir. So the Rash there has two pshatim, and he prefers one over the other based on his Gemara in Nazir. Why is there such a din that a Zav... Balkari Shirua Ziva within one day after the Keri he sees Ziva that is Tohar? So some of the Rishonim say it's like the Shiva Drachim Bodkim Es Azav. We attribute the Ziva to the Keri. It's a medical consideration, biological consideration. Just like all the other seven things, so this is in addition to the Shiva Drachim, there's another din. So the Rash is not happy with that Pshat. So if it's a medical consideration, so what are the Tanoim fighting about? If the Balkari has a Riyaz, he became a Balkari an hour before the Shkia, then he has a Riyaziva an hour after the Shkia. So the Ziva was within 24 hours of the Keri, but it wasn't on the same calendaric day. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether he does become Tamei or not. So what is the Machlekes HaTanoim? What are they fighting about? You have to say they're fighting about the medical mitzvahs. So one Tana says the medical mitzvahs depends on 24 hours. The other Tana says, no, the medical mitzvahs depends if it's Alpidin, is it one day or 2 days? It's a little strange. If before the Shkia, after the Shkia, that's gonna play a role. Well, whether you attribute the Ziva to the Keri or not, depends whether it's on the, it can be 23 hours later if it's the same day Alpidin, the Balkari was an hour after the Shkia. Now we have to Tzeisa Kochavim, and then the Ziva is a minute before the Shkia the next day. So that's on the same calendaric day. We do attribute it. We attribute the Ziva to the Keri. But if the Keri was an hour before the Shkia and the Ziva is an hour after Tzeisa Kochavim, then we don't attribute it. It has to be Dafka on the same day. Sounds very strange that the Machlekes HaTanaim is a Machlekes HaMetzias. Machlekes of medicine. The one Tana holds that it depends on 24 hours. That I can understand. One Tana, that it depends on Alpidin, the same day. How does medicine depend on the same day? So the Rash is not happy with that. So the Rash says there's an Ofene Gemara in the end of Nazir. The thing is that other Rishonim had a different Girsa. So the Beferish Gemara in the end of Nazir has the following statement. Let's say there's an Anjou who converts. Right after he converts, the hour after he converts, he becomes a Zav. He has a Riyah Ziva. And right an hour before he converted, he became a Balkari. So do you attribute the Ziva to the Keri or not? So the way it says in our editions of the Gemara, it says no, because when he was a Nochri and he became a Balkari, there's no Tumah. Nochrim don't have, when a Nochri dies, he's a Mace. So he becomes a grandfather, becomes Avi Avai Satumah. Because man, the Nochri is alive, he doesn't have any Tumah. He doesn't have a Tumah. Zav, Zavo, Yoledis, Metzora, nothing. The Nochrim are not Mekabal Tumah. So the Nochri who became a Balkari didn't have any Tumah. Metzias, he had Keri, he had Tashmish, he became a Balkari. So the Gemara, the way it says Vaya, says Beferish, that it's not a medical consideration. He just became a Balkari an hour before he's Mizgayer, an hour after he's Mizgayer becomes a Zav. We are not Toile, the Ziva in the Keri. So the way it says in the Gemara Vaya, It's not a medical consideration. It's a halachic. It's a din that tumas keri is one category and tumas ziba is a different category, and the sheer tziruf between the two is one day, and it's a machlekes hatanaim and din. What do you mean by one day? One day means 24 hours, and one day means Yom Mishal Torah. Yeah, for example, you have other cases like that. Let's say the husband can be made for the wife's nandarim, b'yom shamay isha yani osa. What's b'yom shamay? Hefer b'yom shamay. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim at the end of Masech Shabbos and in nandarim, where the yom shamay isha means up until shkia. The wife took a neder 5 minutes before the shkia. The only husband only has 5 minutes to decide whether he wants to be made for the neder. And the other Tana says, no, you have 24 hours. You always have 24 hours. Whenever the woman takes a neder, Yom Shama means 24 hours. So sometimes you have a case where there's a din and the halacha says something depends on Yom Echad, and there's a machlekes hatanai, where the Yom means Meis Leis, a Yom means Yom Mishal Torah. So here also, that's how the Rash prefers this pshat, that the ziva that follows keri doesn't make a tuma ziva. It's not because of a medical consideration. It's like shivat rachem bot kemis hazav. Here's an eighth thing. So should have listed off eight things. Why do you say shivat rachem bot kemis hazav? Should say bishmadet rachem. The answer is the Rashi said this is a different din. That tuma ziva and tumas keri are tied to the sasri. So if the ziva comes within yom echad of the keri, it's a gzeris hakosav. Learned from a pasuk that it's not metame. And that's the machlekes hatanaim. What's the definition of yom echad? Yom echad means within meis leis, so yom echad means within yom mishal Torah. And he proves it from the Gemara. He proves that it's not a medical consideration from the Gemara. In the end of Nazir, where the Gemara says a gershin is gayer, and he had a riyas keri right before he is mizgar, and the riyas ziva right after. So you're not toiler the ziva in the keri, and the ger will become tummy. The meiri. And you look in the beginning of Kiddushin, the first daf in Kiddushin, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah, B'shiva drachim bat kemes hazav. So the Miri says, similar to Shiva drachim, is the din that one who became a Balkari, who later on has ziva, is also not going to be kam hazav, because we medically would tell the ziva in the keri. So it's against the Beferishi Gemara. So if you look in the Miri, the end of Nazir, it's clear the Miri had a totally different gears than the Gemara there. When the Gemara talks about the ger who had became a valkyrie an hour before the geris and became a zav an hour after, he has a whole different girsa. That the shock of it, he's tahar, because the shock of converting will cause him to become a zav. A whole different girsa, a whole different psak.
Was it the pain of mila caused him to become a zav?
That's what some rishonim interpreted in the Gemara, the pain of the mila. Yeah,
and that wouldn't be one of the zayin drachen that were told. I mean, it's not listed in the Mishnah.
Usually the a gershon is guy usually has the bris mila way before. A lot of times they have months before, and then he goes to the mikveh. That's when he converts. Goes to the mikveh. So there isn't any major physical pain at the time the guy goes to the mikveh. It's like taking a shower. What's a bit taking a bath? Goes to the mikveh. They're not in shock after they go to the mikveh. So the way Rashi learns this, Rashi learns on Nun Gimel and Beis, that the Machlekes Rebbe Rosh Shimon Alozer is not only a Machlekes on the level of the Rabbanon, about Chumris Meis Leis L'Mafreya, it's a Machlekes on the level of the Raisa, that the Riyah B'Hargosha that follows the Kesem will cause the Kesem to be labeled as a Riyah B'Hargosha. He's talking about Vaday Mina. When you know it's Vaday Mina Mokar, it's only a Kesem that is B'li Hargosha. And the machlekes hatanaim is a machlekes on the level of the raisa, the sheer tziruf riyas. On the level of the raisa, if the two riyas are within one day, how do you define one day? One day means me'es le'es, so one day means yom mishal Torah. So according to Rashi, this would be similar to the way the Rash learns the machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah Zavim, that a balkeri shiro ziva is not going to become tamei, that it's not a medical consideration, it's a halachic consideration. That the two tumas cannot be mitzaret if they're both within the same day. The second one is just not chal. Tumas ziva is not chal. And the machlekes hatanaim is how do you define within the same day? We have interesting. We have a similar. It's not at all identical. It's a similar machlekes in the Mishnah on lamed vav amid beis. We were discussing a little bit. The din of Dam Koshi. a woman goes into labor and the baby, the sac starts to rip out from the rectum, and it starts to rip out, so it's going to be bleeding. And that's going to be dumb and amakom. That's going to be dumb from the lining that the sac was holding on to that. So that's going to be, that's going to, it can make her into, she's going to be a yoledes. She's going to have tumas yoledes either 7 days, 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. Going to have tumas yoledes, even if theoretically it would have been a lady of eshta, which is medically impossible. How can you have a lady of eshta? But even if it would have been a lady of eshta, dry lady, it would still be tuma for 7 or 14 days. But Lamai said there's always dam. So the dam will be metameh to make her forget about the yoledes, make her into a nida. So the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, if the dam koshi comes out at the time that the woman is eligible to become a nida, so dam koshi be made nida as a nida. What if the woman, the muberes, the pregnant woman, was a nida? So very unusual. The woman was a nida. By us, the women are almost a lot as damim when they have a baby. So the end of the pregnancy for sure. So let's say. In the days of the Gemara, it was more common that the women would have their period even in the middle of the Tisha Yarchei Leida. So let's say the woman had a Rias Nida, and then after 7 days later, she became, after the 7 days of Nida erupts, so the next 11 days, she's eligible to become Zavak Dala, Zavak Tana, whatever, and then she has Dam Koshi in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yom. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that dam koshi b'mei ziva is tahira. So all the Tanoim say, yeah, that's only if there's dam koshi, and soon the dam koshi is a dam that came out when she's in labor, she's in pain. Koshi means she's in pain from the labor. What happens a lot of times, a woman goes into labor and then the labor stops and she's fine, she's walking around, and then she starts again having labor a week later, and then she has the baby. So the Mishnah says if there was shofi, if shofsa min atzar, if there was shofi for a whole day, so then the dam koshi is not mitzarif to the leder. Then she will be tameo. She will become dam koshi b'mei nidas nida. Dam koshi b'mei zivas tahora, only provided that the koshi is mitzarif to the leder. But if there's going to be a whole day mafsik in between the dam koshi and the leder, a whole day mafsik, there was dam, but a whole day mafsik that there was no labor pains. She's feeling fine. If there's a whole day mafsik, so then the koshi is not mitzaref to the leida. So what's the definition of a whole day of no pain mafsik? So the Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoi. So one tana says may eis liais. That's the Mishnah, the top, the second line from the top of Laman Vavam at base. If shofsa may eis liais v'yolda harezi yoledet zob divrei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says that the shear shofi means no pain at all, and that's mafsik, the damkoshi from the leida, so there will be a tuma ziva, the damkoshi will be mitame, so the shear tziruf is, the shear hafsake is a day, and he says one day means may eis liais. And Reb Yeshua says laila v'yom keleili shabbos v'yomo. It depends on having a full day, calendaric day, mafsik in between. You have to have a full calendaric day. So what is the machlokes hatanoim? So Taisus learns that it's a medical machlokes. A medical machlokes, that's how Taisus writes. Keleili Shabbos v'yomo. Taisus says, Kim leila Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua assessed the situation, and that's how the Tosia Rosh usually said the same thing as the Taisus, most of the time. Tosia Rosh said the same as Taisus. He says it's a medical machlokes hatanoim. How much of a hafsaka of pain do you have to have in between the zamkoshi and the leidah that it should be that you should not attribute that the labor pains to the delivery of the baby? A machlekes in medicine. So one tana says 24 hours, that I can understand. The other tana says leili Shabbos v'yomo. It should be a whole day, calendaric day, means before tzeis hakochav, from before shkia till after the next tzeis hakochav. Why should that be so? So the pashtus is not like Tesis. It is not a medical machlek. The pashtus is that this is not a din that depends on mitzias. The Gemara has later, what's a din if a woman has a baby, but the baby wasn't pushed out derech harechem. The baby was a cesarean delivery. That's what we call the yotzei daifin. So the Mishnah, the perek begins, yotzei daifin, daf mem amen aleph. That's perek yotzei daifin. So the Mishnah starts off with the machlekes hatanoim. We paskan like the majority opinion. Yotze Daifin, there's no you make tuma, there's no you make tara. Usually if it's a baby boy, there's 7 you make tuma and 33 you make tara. If it's a baby girl, there's 14 you make tuma and 66 you make tara. And if it's a yotze Daifin, it's a baby, it's alive and kicking and screaming, a normal baby, healthy baby, but that's not called a leida. A leida is only if it comes out derech arechem, the woman pushes it out derech arechem. So that's a yotze Daifin. We paskan, there's no yimei tumah v'yimei tar, you're not chayav mal of korban. You're not mukhiv to bring the korban yoledes. And the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees. Hareze ki yolad. He holds that there are dinim. You do have the tumas yoledes, and you have the yimei toar. You have the whole works. So the Gemara talks on the next daf, on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes Tana Rabban on the Braisa. The woman has dam koshi. She's going into labor, and it's koshi b'mei zivah. A funny case. She already was a nida, and 7 days went by, and now it's the first 11 days following the 7 days of Yimei Nida. All of a sudden, the woman goes into labor, and 3 days in a row she has riyas dam, labor pains, 3 days in a row. So the din is that dam kosher b'mei ziva is tahor. So the Gemara says, but then she can't have the baby. So the doctors realize they have to make a cesarean. So they cut her open, they take out the baby. So the Gemara says, it's going to be a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, whether the woman is going to become a zava. If you hold like the Chachamim, that she doesn't have tumas yoledes, yetzidefin en yoshim olav yimei tumas yimei tav, she doesn't have tumas yoledes, then we will declare that she was a zava. If you hold like Reb Shimon, Areze Kiyolud, Reb Shimon holds a Yotze Daifin. Whenever the woman has a baby, the baby is a normal baby, so she has Tumas Yoledes. So Reb Shimon Lishitasa will say that the Dam Koshi will be Tohar. Why does it depend? But she had the labor pain, exactly the same labor pains. She has labor, and then the doctor decides. A lot of times the doctors now decide they want to have a cesarean. They claim many of the cesareans are not really necessary. The doctors don't want to waste their time. They're afraid they're going to sue them. So they do many more cesareans than they should be doing. It's the exact same labor pain. So if Damkoshi is Tohar, the Mei Ziva, so why does it make a difference whether the doctor did a cesarean or not? So you see from the Sugya Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, Damkoshi is Tohar is not a medical din that there's a din, a nida and a zava, have the tumas nida and tumas zava, even if it's machmas sinus. Not only if, let's say, the nida becomes a nida, only if it's a menstrual cycle. No, the Beferish Gemara is like that. It doesn't have to be totally in the menstrual cycle. Gemara tells a story that once a woman had a problem, so she came to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and he said someone should frighten her suddenly. So a lot of dam came out. So they suddenly frightened her. Dam comes out. That's a tumah deraisa. I wasn't part of a menstrual cycle. It doesn't matter. When you have dam in a mocker, so it's metame. Even be'onis, the woman becomes a nida rezova. So what kind of a din is this? That if it's an oinis machmas haleida, if it's dam koshi machmas oinis haleida, it's tohar b'mei ziva. So Tosis apparently learns that kind of an oinis, the Torah was metahir. If it's an oinis machmas koshi haleida, the Torah was metairit, and the machlekes hatanoim is if there was shofi, a whole day of shofi where there was no pain in between the damkoshi and the leida, how much of a pause do you have to say that it's no longer attributed to the leida? A whole day means 24 hours, or a whole day means yom shel Torah, all day pause. So others say, not like Tyson, no, it's not a medical halacha. This onus machmas leida would also be metame. It's a special din because Yoledes has a Tumas Yoledes, and Tumas Yoledes is like Tumas Nida. It says, Kimei Nida's device of Titma, it's not like a Tumas Ziva. Kosh said, Bimei Nida, Nida, Bimei Ziva Tahira. Why? Because Nida and Yoledes is not a Tarta de Sasri. Zava and Yoledes is a Tarta de Sasri. They're two different Tumas. A Nida does need Shevinikim, a Nida does need Karbonis, a Nida you don't say Mixam Kukula, the dinim are so different. So if the woman, if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Yotze Daifin is Dina Ki Yolud, Yoshim Olav Himei Tumah. So if the woman is going to have Tumas Yoledes, and the Tumas Yoledes is going to be within a day, there's not going to be a day pause in between the Tumas Ziva and the Tumas Yoledes. So the Pasuk tells you that that's a Tarta Desasri, so you have to be Metayer the dam koshi doesn't have a tumas ziva. But according to the Rabbanon, the yotze daifen is not netame, so there's no problem of a tarte disasri. It was never a vort, it was never a din, that it's this oinus is not netame. All ria ziva nida, even machmas oinus gomer, is also netame. The only exception to the rule is if it's dam koshi, and dam koshi is because of a halachic consideration. Because it'll constitute a tarte disasri to say that the woman became a zava, and a day later the woman becomes yoledes. A tumas yoledes is a pchina of tumas nida. It says kimei nida's devoisa titma. So how can she become within a day, within a couple of days apart from each other? She becomes both a yoledes, which is tumas nida, and a zava. That can be. So since the later takes place later, so we say it's a gloy milsal afer. The tumas ziva never happened. So that's only if you hold like by your Yitzhak, and if you hold like Reb Shimon, that there will be a May Tumah. So then you have a tie to the Sasris between the Tumah Sioledes and the Tumah Ziva. So he would be Matayer, the Dam Koshi, by your Yitzhak. According to the way we pass like the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says it won't be so. That's a Beferish Gemara. Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph going over Tomit base. Shiatzav La Derech Adoifen was the top line was the Reb Shimon Litamei, the Rabbanon Litamei. Reb Shimon goes Lishitosai. That Yotzei Daifin is a Leda, so there will be Yimei Tumah. So there will be Yimei Tumas Yoleda, so that cancels the Tumas Ziva. Vaz the Rabbana Letamaya, the Rabbana hold there is no Tumas Yoleda. But in Metzias, the Oinus is exactly the same. So you see, from the Gemara, it's not a din that the Oinus of Leda is not Metame. So once you say like that, so you can say not like the Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the Mishnah said, if you have Dam Koshi, Hasamach Laleda, Bimei Ziva is Tahar. What if you have a pause? If I have a pause for a full day, there's Shofi for all day where there's no pain. There's Dam Keseda, but there's Shofi from the pain. There's Shofi from the pain, so then we no longer attribute the Koshi to the Leda. So there's a Machlekes Hatanaim, how long the Shofi has to be. A day means Beis Leis, or a day means a full day from before Shkia to after Tzeis HaKoram. So Tzeis learned that it's a medical machlekes. The Pashtus says one can learn not like Tzeis. It's a halachic machlekes, similar to the way Rashi learned the machlekes on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. That it's a machlekes hatanaim on the level of the Raisa in Tziruf Arias, with the Tziruf Arias to say that the Hargoshef and the later Riyah is mitzarf to the kesem that preceded. So the Tanoim say if it's within one day, then it's mitzarif. And they argue, what's the definition of the tzir of one day? One day means Beis Leis, one day means Yom Shel Torah. And we had the Machlekes HaTanoim and Zavim also like that. If you assume that the din and Zavim, that a Balkeri, Sheruah Ziva is Tohar, is not a medical consideration. It's a halachic statement. Like the Gemara in the end of Nazir says, so it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, what's the sheer tzirufi Eirias over there? Whether it's Meis Leis or it's Yom Shel Torah. So here, it's along the same lines, but here it's a Shir Hapsukah, not a Shir Tziruf. If you have a whole day Mafsik in between the Dam Koshi and the Leida, the whole day of Mafsik where there was Shofi, where there was no pain at all, so that's Mevatl the Tziruf. The whole din that Dam Koshi the Meziva is Tohar is because you can't be Mitzarif Tumas Ziva to Tumas Yoledes. It's a Tartar Disaster. That's why according to the Rabbanon, that the Yotze Daifin is not Metame, so there's no problem. So the Dam Koshi will be Metame. According to Reb Shimon, that the Yotze Daifin is Metame, so there's a Tzirif between the two. So if you have a whole day, Hapsoka, in between the Dam Koshi and the Leida, then I'll Pidin. It's Mevatel the Tzirif. So the Machlekes HaTanaim is not a Machlekes in medicine, the way Tosfos says. Machlekes in Halacha. What's the definition of a full day of Hapsoka? It doesn't mean Meis Leis, but it does mean Leila Shabbos V'yomo. A full calendaric day. This is along the lines of that Rashi. That Rashi learns on Nun Gimel and Beis that it's a Machlekes HaTanaim on the level of the Reis in Shir Tziruf Arias. Okay, so again, so these were the three, getting back again. There were three considerations that were brought up by three different Gedolim and three different Kufas, three different countries. Why one should argue the point and say, we don't pass like this. Why would there's room to consider the possibility that Ria B'li HaGosha is Soysim and Atar in the middle of Shivinikim? So the first one, we don't understand Maklal, what the Chavis does, we're talking about Mokka Mekoy Mektomei, that's not a Ria. That's what the Avnei Milun said, it's not a Ria. The second argument was, Shmuel only meant to say that Riyah B'li Hagosha is not metame the woman, but it is called the Riyah. So since it's called the Riyah, so therefore it says, the Pashtus is that it's not called the Riyah. Pashtus is that's exactly what Shmuel learns from the Pasuk. Riyah B'li Hagosha is not called the Riyah. So if it's not called the Riyah, it shouldn't be Saisa. It's not a Riyah, it's not Saisa. But the third possibility, that's already a little more what to think about. We have to think, why are we rejecting that? The third possibility was the woman had 3 days in a row. She's a Zavah Gedola, let's say. So she had three, on the level of the rice, she's a Zavah Gedola, she had 3 days in a row, Riyah de Hargosha. So then there's room to argue the point and say, you don't need Hargosha every single day. If the woman is going to have a Riyah, B'li Hargosha, in the middle of Shimon Kim, let's say the doctor's blasted tennis, Vada Min Amokha. But it's just B'li Hargosha. So does Rum target the point and say that any Riyah that she has in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim is all a Hemshech of that Riyah, like the Ravid said, all the 3 days in a row is one long Riyah. That's how Rashi seems to hold on, Nun Beis and Beis, Nun Gimel and Beis. All the 3 days in a row is one long Riyah, so as long as there's Hargosha on one day, so it's considered as if the whole thing is Bahargosha. So here, let's say she had 3 days in a row Riyah Bahargosha, then in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim she has a Riyah B'li Hargosha. So does Rum target the point and say that's what the Chasam Sefer, he considers such, he rejects it, but he considers such a possibility. This is what to think about. Since there was Hagosha, the 3 days in a row, whatever Riyah shall have in the middle of, shall have a Riyah, B'li Hagosha by definition is not a Riyah, so it shouldn't be Sefer, no. But there was a Hagosha when she started off, so maybe all the Dam that will come in the middle of Shivin Hakim will be considered a Riyah Bar Hagosha because it started off with a Riyah Bar Hagosha. So the Chasam Sefer says he doesn't think that's right either. Why? So he says he thinks that that's why you need Hefsek Tara. We had an opinion in a Rishonim that Bizman HaZeh nobody needs any Hefsek Tara. Call the Bible a Bible Dik. Why don't you even need Hefsek Tara? Because even if there is Dam coming up, but if it's B'li Hargosha, the woman doesn't have Hargosha, so they were never Goyzek Samim LaBaila. They were only Goyzek, that was the Eshkol's Rif, they were only Goyzek Samim LaTara, it's not LaBaila, so you never need any B'dikas at all. The woman just thinks about it on the seventh day. Does she have any Hargosha? No. So that's on the fifth day. On the fifth day, when she wants to start counting Shimon Hakim tomorrow, so she thinks, does she have Hargosha? No, Hargosha shines. So even if there is Dam, it doesn't count. So we don't follow that opinion. So why not? So the Chasam Sofer says, that's why. Because of this Hezbollah, what you just said. She had a Riyah 3 days by Hargosha. So if she's going to have another Riyah on the fifth day, even B'li Hargosha, that's considered Behargosha. Any dam the woman has after becoming a Zavah Gedola, any dam she has till she establishes a Hefsek Tara is a Hemshech of the original Riyah, and that's called Riyah Behargosha. That's called Riyah Behargosha. But he says he thinks that you need Hefsek Tara Min HaTorah. He doesn't go along with those who say, it's not that you need Hefsek Tara Min the Rabbanon because there were guys like Samim Levaila also. Not only for that reason, not only for the Rabbah. No, you need Hefsek Tara Min HaTorah. What do you need Min HaTorah? But a Riyah B'li Hargosha is not called the Riyah. So on the level of the Raisa, shouldn't he? He says, no, if she'll have Dam B'li Hargosha, it'll be considered Bir Hargosha. It'll be a Hemshech of the three Riyahs that she had 2 days ago. But he says, the Chasam Sofer comes to the conclusion, once he made the Hefsek Tara, so whatever Dam is going to come in the middle of the Shemini Kim, that's not a Hemshech of the original. She already made a Hefsek Tara. So whatever Dam is going to come in the middle of Shemini Kiyam, that's a new story. So if it'll be Behargosha, so it's a Riyah. If it'll be B'li Hargosha, you can't say that this is a Hemshech from the original Riyah that was Behargosha, so this is also called Behargosha. He says, we don't accept that. So that's the accepted Shita. That's the accepted Shita. We assume, La'alocha, that the Hefsek Tar is needed Min HaTorah. And even though the woman doesn't have Behargosha, you can say, well, there's no Behargosha, so even if there is Dam, it doesn't count Min HaTorah. No. If there will be Dam B'li Hargosha, we'll declare that it's considered Behargosha because it's a Hemshech from the original Riyah that was Behargosha. That's, we accept that Chasam Sofer. But once you made, and that the Mokka for Hefsek Tara, he said that's the last line in the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah writes a cryptic statement that a Zav is Zav Shemeres Yom Kegaram is Becheskas Tume. What's the relevance? Of course it's made. So that's what Doruch Laner says. No, the Mishnah means to say need a Hefsek Tara. We assume the need for Hefsek Tara is Min HaTorah. But the need for B'dikas in the Shivan Hakiyam, so Min HaTorah, if the woman is just thinking every day, do I have a Hargosha? And she says no. So Min HaTorah, that should really be good enough.
Rabbi, according to Rashi, when I was Mitzarif the three Re'iyas, whether it's first or the last one, if I would have done the Hesek Tara between the Kesem and the Re'iya, so it wouldn't have been Mitzurah?
No, I don't know about that. It could be that that's the din of Zavah Gedolah, that 3 days in a row is considered one long Re'iya, like that Ravid had. 3 days in a row, so she becomes a Zavah Gedolah Mila Mafreya, starting from the first day. The boil needed becomes a Tomila Mafreya.
If the Chassam Sofer is being Choshesh for Rashi, so if this is still in the Tzira from Yom,
he doesn't quote the Rashi. No, I'm adding on the Rashi just to schmaltz up the Chassam Sofer, the same that it says in Rishonim, it didn't invent it from thin air. He doesn't quote the Rashi. No, it's along the lines of Rashi. We don't accept anything that Rashi said of here, but it's along the lines of this Rashi. It already has a marker in the Rishonim. Yeah, the other day we were talking about how is it medically possible to have a polet to shichvazera. They say that once the shichvazera is in the rechem past the cervix, it's never going to come out. So how do you have it in the whole institution of poletas? I mentioned that Dr. Abraham sent me a letter based on the Gemara on Mem Aleph on the base. That's where it is. The Gemara says, by the tiny letter tes. The Gemara says that Bein Hashinayim, the Gemara has a suffix, the Boilahu Bein Hashinayim, the Shinayim is the cervix. Is it Dina Kilifnit or is it Dina Kilachutz? The definition of a Ria is when the Dam, when a marker goes from the Bais HaPnim into the Bais HaChitzen, it's still Bibsara, it's still inside the Gufa Isha, and it's already Metame. If it would have been, if Dam would be Metame in Isha because of Maga, so that would be Maga Beis HaStor. It would only be Metame when it comes out of the Bais HaChitzen. The Gemara says, no, Ria's Nidah is a Tumas Ria, it's not a Tumas Yotzal Megufa, it's not a Tumas Maga. So it's already Metame in Bibifnim. So what's the definition of Bifnim? When it rolls out from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzen. So the question is, where is the cutoff point? So we usually assume the cutoff point is the cervix. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had this Chiddush, he thinks it's deeper in, past the cervix. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is not so. So the Gemara says, Iboy lehu bein ha-shenayim is it kilifnimu kelachutz, toshma, the Gemara quotes the Bais in Tanu Rav Zakai, bein ha-shenayim atzmam kilifnim. The mokar, the cervix itself, that spot of the cervix, is Dina Kilifnim, that's the Bais HaPnimi. So that's what Dr. Abraham said. The only Hechetimtze medically that it's possible to be a Polet, the Shechvazera, is if the Shechvazera didn't go all the way past the Bein HaShinayim, didn't go deeper in than the cervix. It's sitting on the cervix. If it's sitting outside of the cervix, so it's in the Bais HaChitzen, so it's not called Poletas. It has to be rolling from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzen. Medically, it's only possible in this one Hechetimtze. If it's on the shinayim, and then it rolls out, there isn't going to be too much. So that's the shala. That's what the Rosh said. How can you be choshes that it's coming out a little bit every day, every day? The woman walks around. The woman takes a beer. So that's the end. How much polet? So still, that's the chumra of the Baal HaTes. But choshes, there may be polet in Sheikh Mazera up until 72 hours later. A little bit every day comes out.
Can it just be a dam coming out and it's masked?
If there's going to be dam, so it could be, yeah, could be. But then the dam is going to be metamei
the isha. No,
if the dam comes out to the dam, it's also called shiva. But let the shiva was only say so that one day. Dam is soisa kol shiva, so that's worse. You don't need the whole paletas to be soisa. The Gemara is talking about lamed gim, lamed aleph. Boy, Rami Bachamer was talking if it's only paletas shechazer without any dam. So that was his suffix. And then we will push it to suffix from the other Gemara, that the Gemara came to the conclusion that paletas shechazer is a lekamon. Where is it? It says lekamon daf nem beis amen aleph. We come to the conclusion that paletas shechazer is a tumas ria, not a tumas maga. So it's soisa rosa yom. So that's his Gemara. That's the Gemara. Mem Aleph on the day, he said the makom of the Bein HaShinayim isn't so wide. It's a tiny. How wide is the whole cervix? Less than an inch. How much Shechvazera could there be already on the cervix? So the whole topic, the whole discussion of Palat Shechvazera is only feasible whatever goes from the Bais HaChitzen out. So Shechvazera is Metame, but that's not called the Riyah. It's only called the Riyah if it went into the Bais HaPnimi and it rolls out from the Bais HaPnimi into the Bais HaChitzen. That's what the Gemara says on Men Beis. Only when it goes Men Aleph and Men Beis, Men Beis and Men Aleph. It's only called paletus if it rolls out from the bais haprim into the bais hachitzens, which is medically non-existent, except for the makam hashinayim. That is possible. Yesterday we mentioned that the Ramok, we have this chumrif in the Rosh and daf lamed gimel that Rami Bacham had a suffix, paletus is mazera. Is it a ria? Is it a maga? Is it what's an afkemin? If it's a ria, so it's toiser asayom. So on daf lamed gimel, it's in the bayit lev shita, and then on the side of the Rambam, the Nesi Kelim say when you get the daf man bay, so the Gemara is poshing it. That it's a machlekes satanaim, Rab Shimon and the Rabban. We paskin that paletus is a tumas ria, roya havya, and that's why it's metamin when it goes from the bayis afnim to the bayis achitzon. And therefore it is soisa yom echad. Fine. So and how long is it potent? How long does it shechazer potent? So we go with the girsa of vavainas. The Rambam has the Rambam paskins gimelainas. Hilchasavas atuma. We go with the girsa of the Balei HaTosfos vavainas, and vavainas is 72 hours. So 72 hours can turn out to be 4 days. Fine. So that's how you knock off 4 days. Then we knocked off the fifth day. What's going to be ben hashmashes? Maybe she'll make a mistake. That's what the Achrayim have a discussion. What if the woman has a riyaz dam bein hashmashas? What if the woman becomes a nida, becomes a zava bein hashmashas? So which 5 days do you knock off before you start counting shivanikim? Let's say tonight. It's a bein hashmashas between Thursday and Thursday night, which is Yom Vav. So which 5 days do you knock off? So the Daki Chiba, usually from the Minkacha, always has chumras. So he quotes always Hungarian Achrayim, always Machmar and everything. So he says, Hashmashas, you have to go to Chumrah. So he says, you can't say Thursday is knocked off. We're not sure that the Riyah was on Thursday. Maybe it's on Thursday night, it's Friday. So you can't begin to knock off the 5 days till Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the first day of Shinakim is going to be Wednesday. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, they quote Rav Moshe, years ago, MTJ used to be at Feres Yerushalayim, used to publish La Torah V'la Hero, like we have Beis Yitzchok. But we have Beis Yitzchok is now hardcover. So years ago, Beis Yitzchok used to be softcover. So La Torah V'la Hero used to be softcover also. It used to be very tiny. So they used to quote the Psukim from Rav Moshe, and then other Talmidim from the Kailo there in MTJ wrote the Reiter. Rabbi David Feinstein always used to write. So they quote a Hero from Rav Moshe Feinstein. The whole reason why you made 4 days into 5 days, how did 72 hours? 72 hours can be 4 days. How in the world can it be 5 days? So the whole reason why was because maybe the woman will have, maybe she'll think it was before the Shkia, and it was really after the Shkia. So because of the Bein HaShemashah story, that's why we made 4 days into 5 days. So what happens if the woman has the Riyah Bein HaShemashah? You got to make it into 6 days. The whole reason why we made it into 5 days is because of the Bein HaShemashah. So Genug, 5 days. It doesn't have to be 6 days. That's what they quote in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's the Pashtus is like that. If the woman has the Riyah Bein HaShemashah of Thursday night going into Thursday going into Thursday night, that night, so Thursday counts as the first day of the 5 days that you're knocking off. You don't have to say you go to Chumre. The 72 hours became 6 days already. How can it be? That's the Pashtus like that.
With Svardim be 5 days in that case?
Svardim? Could be. I mean, those who don't hold from the fifth day, so then maybe this case they'll hold. The 4 days will become 5 days. I don't know. Could be. Okay. Could be. So yesterday we were talking about the Dibur Hamur is on the bottom of the Rosh on Daf Lamed Gimel. Was quoting the whole Hishtalshus, the whole historical development of this Chumrah. How did it turn out that you have to discount the first 5 days before you start counting the Shivanikim? So he quotes that the Ramah quotes a suggestion from some Rishonim, you got to discount 7 days and then you count 7 days. 7 days? How did 72 hours become 7 days? So he said, no, the Daki Tshuva there quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. That's a different reason. That's not because of Paletus. The 7 days and 7 days is because when Rebbe made the Takana, Hiskin Rebbe, that a woman always has to wait Shivanikim. So we usually learn Pashup Shat. We treat every Isha as a suffix, need a suffix of it. That's called a Toa. She may be making a mistake. She does remember. So we treat every Isha as if she were a Toa, as if she doesn't remember. So suffix zava, suffix nida. So we said that the Goyim came up with a bigger chumrah, a wafra of a chumrah, not a suffix zava, suffix nida, a nida and a zava. We treat her as, it's impossible. How can she be both a nida and a zava? That's the Bala Moris Taina against the Ravid. The Ravid and the Bala Nefesh quoted the Rav Sadia Goyen that Tosfos quoted on Lamed Zayin that Kula Nashi Didan Yol this Bezovnin, and the Bala Moris said it's impossible. If you think that the Riyas Dam she had was Bimei Ziva Satahira, Kosher Dam Kosher Bimei Ziva Tahira, so it's impossible. So the answer is the Chumras HaGoyanim was that they understood Rebbe's Takana Samach Vav and Aleph. Every woman has dam is both a nida and a zava. So if she's both a nida and a zava, so they the Medrash Tachumah says you need 7 days for nida and you need 7 days for zava. Why can't part of the 7 days of nida count for the 7 days of zava? So that's what we explained yesterday, that there was a machlokes Abaye v'Rava on Lamed Zayin, I think it was, whether you may lay dosa shenirei behem ar oilim l'sfira zivasa or not. So Rashi says we pass like Rava, it's not from the Al-Kigam. And the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosfos, says no, we do paskin like Abaye. This is the Lamed of Yalkigam, not like Rashi, that it's the Lamed is lechi yonim e'elib and erib and dachter zvav. No, this is the Lamed. You may lay dosa shenirei behem So that leads you to this conclusion that if you say the woman is both a nida and a zava, so you need 7 days for yimei nidasa, and then the shivinikim can begin till after the 7 days of yimei nida. So this is so we don't paskin like that, because we know in Shulchan Aruch when the machlekes Abaye v'Rava is quoted, nobody paskins like Abaye. They don't. This Rabbein and Tam didn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. And the Nosei Kelim on the side, nobody, Shach and the Pesach Yeshiva, they always recommend, be machmeh for this, be machmeh for this. This Rabbi Natam got lost. This Rabbi Natam, that Yimei Lidosh Yishinorei Behem, Ein Olam L'Sfir Zivosa, is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. We just paskin Lohokel, like Abaye, like Rashi said. Rashi said the din is like Rava, Yimei Lidosh Ar Oila. So I started to mention yesterday, but I didn't give the whole hesbet, there's not enough time to explain it. The Tosfos increases the Tosfos Yishonim on the bottom of the page increase, I think the second perek, when the Mishnayos talk about Leida, a woman has twins and they're not born on the same day, they're born a couple of days apart from each other. So the Tosfos Yishonim there quotes the Rabbi Natam that they insisted on having Shtei Tvilas when a woman had a baby. So kula nashi dan yoldas bezovninu. So a woman, if she has a baby boy, she has to go to mikveh after 7 days. She can't go before 7 days are up. She has a baby girl, she can't go to mikveh before 14 days are up. So the Rabbi Natam says, and this says this was the practice b'chol oret tzarfas v'ashkenaz. This was the widespread practice wherever the Baalei HaTosfos had their influence, that every yoledes had to go to mikveh twice to be materis lebaal. She had to go to mikveh after the 7 or 14 days to terminate yimei leidasa. And then she had to erish begin to count to Shiva Nikiyim, and then had to go to mikveh a second time. So what do you have to go to mikveh for? So it costs twice as much money, and twice the possibility of catching pneumonia, because they didn't have a heated mikveh like that. I had to go crack the ice and go into the mikveh in a river. It was freezing. So he says no, because there's a machlokes b'shama and b'shilil, and Perek ben Oiskusim. The Torah says that if you have a boy, it's 7 days in Meitume and 33 days in Meitoa. If you have a girl, it's 14 days and 66 days. So Bishamai say, that's what it is. 7 and 33, 14 and 66. The Yoy Meitah Yerachmana. After the 7 days are up, the Meitah begin. Of course, the woman has to go to mikveh, but the Meitumah are up after the 7 days, and she has to go to mikveh. So he'll say no. The 7 and 33 means if she goes to mikveh after 7, then she'll have 33. If she doesn't go to mikveh till 10, so she has, it's 10 and 30, or it'll be 20 and 20. The Meitah don't begin. The Yoy Meitvili Yotah Yerachmana. Yimei Tuma continue, it's a minimum of 7 or 14, boy or a girl. But the maximum is 40 or 80. It could be that the whole 40-day malos of the Yoledes, or the whole 80-day malos of a baby girl Yoledes, could be that the whole thing will be Yimei Tumasa. Beisilal are of the opinion, and we pass like Beisil, Beyoim Etvil Yatal Yerachmona, the Gemara says, you have to have after the 7 days, plus going to the mikveh. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says. If you paskin like Abaye the Al-Kigam, that you may lay dosa, you may tumas lay do, and not oilim l'sfira shivinikiyim, and every yoledes bizman azaz yoledes bizov. So the woman, every yoledes has to go to mikveh twice. She has to go to mikveh, she can't go to mikveh before the 7 or 14 days are up. After she goes to mikveh, then you may tuma are up, and now she can actually begin to count the shivinikiyim. But if she's going to wait shivinikiyim after the 7 days, that's not going to help. It's still considered to be made to Masa, because we pass like Beis Hillel, that Biyom Yitvil Yotalya Rachmana. So that's the Chumrah of the Rabbi Natan. That was a widespread practice in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. They said, B'chol Aretz Tzarfas V'Ashkenaz, they would always require Shtei Tevilas, and the Shulchan Aruch, that didn't make it to the Shulchan Aruch. It's totally not quoted. The Shtei Tevilas is not quoted, and the Chumrah of the Rabbi Natan, the Paskan like Abai, B'Yal Kagam, that he may lay Dosso, Shein Eroibam, the first 7-14 days, even if they're Nikim, you can't begin to count Shem Nikim, it's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't accept that. So that's why it doesn't make sense that anybody should want to be machmer for the Medrash Tanchuma, the 7 and 7. We don't accept that. You may, that Abayashita, you may lay Dosso, Shein Eroibam, and not. So that's why the Ramad mentions such a minig 7 and 7, and he doesn't recommend it. He says, look, if that's the minig, I'm not going to follow the minig. But he says, if you don't have a minig, don't look for that chumr. It doesn't make any sense. Because it's not always gehalt. Now, Bachal Maisa, we have not accepted this Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see, where is this? The Koyle Lelion just put out a volume that's called, what's it called? Kol Tzvi. Kol Tzvi. So my essay that I wrote was about this, about the Shtei Tfilas and about the Medrash Tanchuma. It's only 2 pages. That was a yesterday's shiur, is what they printed it. Okay. So, well, I got to take attendance once in a while. Who's here? Mark Binter is here. Blumenthal is around? Usually around. Okay. Brand is on.